First of all, it is an important part of everyone's culture, but more important, it is a basis for the actions we need to do in order to have a safe and just world throughout the rest of this century, because clearly issues of ensuring that globalization benefits the developing as well as developed world, ensuring food supplies, ensuring safety, etc., are going to depend on the proper application of science. And so these decisions have to be based on the best use of science and therefore the best advice being given in to the politicians. And so I think that's what Obama meant. And he also made the statement that politicians should listen to the scientific advice, even when it's inconvenient, indeed, especially when it's inconvenient, because sometimes the scientists are the first to notice some long-term trend, be it global warming, the lights going out because we're short of energy, constraints on food production because of water resources being scarce, all these things which we're going to have to think about. And scientists are perhaps the first to alert the politicians to them. But there's a big problem in all these questions, which is that not only are they often international, but they're very long-term. And of course, in politics, the urgent always trumps the important. And so it's very difficult to maintain these long-term issues, whether it's developing our infrastructure so that clean energy can take over, feeding the world, combating climate change. These are all long-term issues, and the benefits will be in the next generation, not ours. And that's obviously very hard to sell to the present-day public and for politicians to keep high on the agenda.